Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will.
Good afternoon. This is Sister Faye. God bless you. I'm bringing you another word of encouragement for Friday, September the 22nd, 2023. Wow, where did the month go? I don't know. But anyhow, it's a blessing that we all have made it this far. Amen. Amen. Today's word of encouragement is embracing weakness. Coming from James chapter 4, verse 10, the New King James Version, it reads, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Amen. Amen. Do you ever find yourself suddenly aware of your own glaring weaknesses? Aware that if I live up to your own good works, you wouldn't stand a chance of attaining salvation? We should find great comfort in the fact that we are nothing without salvation in Christ Jesus. Thankfully, God made a way for us to be united with him despite impatience, selfishness, anger, and pride. God deeply cares for us and patiently sustains us steady, faithful, and adoring love. Amazingly, his love even goes beyond this to embrace and transform our weaknesses when we yield it to him. Weaknesses isn't something to be feared or hidden. Weakness submitted to God allows the power of Christ to work in through us. Those are words of encouragement for today, September 22nd, 2023. God bless you. Heavenly Father, God, knowing our weaknesses, make us more aware of our need for your strength. We humbly ask you to be strong where I am weak. Thank you that your transformative love is waiting to graciously restore us all. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful and safe weekend. COVID is out here. The number are rising in certain areas, in certain states. In Virginia, they are rising. There are COVID cases of the new strain. So still be careful. Sanitize your hands. Wear your mask if need be. Take the shot, whether you want it or not. It's up to you. Nobody is not pushing anything on you. It's those that haven't had shots have fared very well without the higher power and the higher being for being with me throughout the year of COVID for me. My niece, my husband, who is resting in peace, and other family members have had COVID. I'm just blessed that I haven't had it or hadn't gotten it yet. And I'm not looking forward to getting it because I know who my God is. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful weekend. I have another word of encouragement for you on Monday. God bless you. Stay safe. God loves you.